Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. All the way live.
Let's wear it out, y'all.
See you later, too.
That was great. Welcome to, the Huddle Sports Nation. I am your sports procrastinator, D-Gib, with my man, Uptown Deuce on the line. Uptown Deuce, you on the line, bro.
I'm here. What's going on? I just want to start off by saying, we Huddle Sports Nation fans, we apologize for that music selection. And
are you apologizing? See, first of all, you don't know your history.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy.
I apologize for that music selection.
He don't know.
Next week I would like to do. I want to be advised on next week's music selection, please. Thank you. Please and thank you. Can I be advised on next week's music selection?
Well, Magic Moment next week. I need Magic Moment next week, and I'm in.
I'm playing Magic Moment tonight.
That's all I'm saying.
My man.
I'm gonna do Magic Moment with Phyllis Hyman at the middle of this program. All the world out there, Uptown Deuce is a bona fide hater. And now to the show, y'all, right here.
Hater. He not know what he speak.
That one right there, That one left something to be desired. I hope nobody hung up and got
that's
out the queue.
That's the Silvers,
man. We got some great sports content tonight, man. I hope nobody hung up after that music selection. I hope nobody hung up.
Call in 516-453-9133 #1. Call in,
man. Join this convo, man. What you want to go, Mamba first? You
all
know,
right.
It's the wiki
we
pass.
Starting.
Yeah, man.
All right, ho. Before we start this show, anyhow, before we start, I want to give a rest in peace to the father of Philadelphia in my eyes.
Ooh.
Mr. John Chaney.
Ooh.
Okay.
Great. What a way to start.
If you ain't know him or had any type of inclination of who he is, y'all better check your files. A great man. On and off the court. Because let me tell you something. Everybody that I know that came under him, my homie Aaron McKee, my homie Eddie Jones, my homie, rest in peace, Mick Kilgore, my other homie Brunson, they all got degrees.
And I want to slide in my favorite old head, Raise Me. I mean, Akbar. Come up under. Yes, sir. Raise Me.
I mean, Akbar. Got a degree.
Yes. Ran the youth leagues I played in. Yes, sir. Shout out. Come up under John Chaney.
Also, Nate Blackwell.
John Chaney.
Also, Nate Blackwell out there, a homie of mine.
Blackwell, that's my man cousin. That's my man, Knee Taboo. Tambu, that's my cousin. That's my man cousin.
John Chaney.
Nate's a good dude.
Yeah. John Chaney raised men, real men. Men. Forget basketball players.
Not
he
that
raised
Sonny
men.
Hill act.
Ooh. And the black
kid
Bayless is the first I take it tonight. And the black kid Bayless is the first I take it tonight.
No, y'all didn't. I am not going to allow y'all to disrespect. He just disrespected Sonny Hill.
I didn't say anything. For
real, y'all going to do that tonight? Y'all going to do that?
Directed at the black Skip Bayless, that's who said it. That the black Skip Bayless said, not the Sonny Hill.
Sonny Hill was the man till he got Hollywood. Let's not stop talking about look, so we ain't going to mess
with
this. Sonny Hill was all that until he went Hollywood. He went Hollywood. Once he got Hollywood, he ain't did a damn thing for nobody to talk about Guy Rogers on the air. Burning my skin.
Ooh.
The last thing you see, honey, is Sonny Hill do.
Stand on the sideline of the Sixers game looking like a 70s pimp. Go ahead, what else?
Looking like a 70s pimp.
Yeah. Top hat, long trench coat. Look like you got some girls working at the game. But, you know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I ain't going to let y'all do some Cal Calloway stuff down here. Y'all disrespectful, man. This is a disrespectful show. Wow, I love it on it.
No. It's a hot take show, man. It's what we do. We keep it 1,000. It's what we do, brother.
Sonny ain't did a damn thing since the 16th Street fell. He ain't did a goddamn thing since 16th Street fell. I don't want to hear about
that. And if anybody disputed, you can call up. If anybody got any dispute to what we're saying, 516-453-9133. And tell us what Sonny Hill did. We here for an hour. Hour and a half. We'll wait.
I want to know what Sonny Hill's did in the last 10 years. I'll wait.
We'll wait. We're here. We ain't going away. We here.
Meanwhile, back to the great John Chaney.
Yes.
That Mark Macon squad was serious business.
Yes. Put them on.
Ranked number one in the nation all season.
Yes. Yes. They lost to Duke in that. They lost to Duke, right? On the way.
Ain't no shame in losing to Duke.
Grant Hill, Christian Leitner. That's it. That was that team. Yeah. No shaming. That's the team that won the fight. That's the team that won the final.
Shaking, bacon, making was giving out work.
John Chaney made Temple a viable basketball school. People actually looked at Temple. It is a viable basketball school.
Right. And I'm looking at. I wonder if the enrollment was up since he was the face of the Temple, because he was Temple. John Chaney was Temple.
Mm-hmm.
You looked at Temple. During that time, it was John Chaney.
John Chaney still Temple.
And that, yes.
John Chaney still Temple. He got that. He still is the face of that school in the middle of the ghetto, in the middle of North Philadelphia. You think John Chaney, you think Temple, first thing you think is John Chaney.
We got a caller in queue. Call a caller.
Oh, we got a caller in queue. Come on with it.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
This is Sharif. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
That's good. I just had one comment, you know. Y'all not going to be disrespecting my godfather, Sonny Hill. I just want to let y'all know that.
We don't disrespect Sonny is who he is, but we want to know what he did in the last 10 years. No disrespect as a man. We just want to know what he did in the last 10 years. No disrespect as a man.
Okay.
Whoa. Did Sharif Lee come on here for the first time about the protection because y'all going crazy?
I just want to make that clear, that's all.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We
if you can enlighten me with what Sonny Hill has done in the last 10 years, sweetheart, I would really want to know.
Oh, you said you're back to my godfather?
No, we want to know the facts.
What has he done?
We're not disrespecting anybody. We want to know the facts.
Well, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just saying... Don't disrespect my godfather. That's all.
Shut
up. You know.
No, he did pay.
Thank you for
bringing me on. He did come to my aunt Joni's funeral. I respect that.
Okay. All right.
I respect
that. Well, I'm letting y'all know.
Wow, man. Look. Oh, she wants to say a little bit more, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, because Sonny Hill, man, you know, has a whole lot of people in the community that she lives in. With the kids and all, like, oh, go ahead, Sharif, man. Yeah, let them have it, Sharif.
Enlighten us.
What you say?
Enlighten us.
I ain't heard a Sunny Hill coke drive. I ain't heard him giving to the homeless. I don't know what he do. That's why I asked you that. I mean, you know, everything don't got to be publicized, but he's a, you know, he like to talk about what he do and what he's done.
Yeah, but.
What he do.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, everything is not publicized. So, like, you know, he does things, but, you know, he just don't want everyone to know.
And I respect that. And I respect him. He's a legend here. And ain't no disrespect on that. I just don't,
okay.
You know, I'm just not going to put him in the same category as I put John Chaney. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on, and I still love y'all, okay?
I love you too, baby. So, let's start Let's argue. So, where are we placing Kobe Bean, Jelly Bean Bryant at on the all-time list?
Are we the pantheon of all-time? Greatest of it's top five Mount Rushmore on that tight time?
He's
top five.
He is definitely top five. I think Uptown Deuce is on some bullshit tonight. You know, first of all,
let this man give his assertion of why he thinks he may be not top five.
Wait, Sharif Lee, this man's on here right now. You know, Uptown dudes have been hating. You know, I played Mighty Mighty Pisces, and he's been hating. Go, Sharif Lee, what's going on, man? He hating no whole NXT. He ain't no Sunny Hill. I mean, what's going on with you know, I don't know.
You know, everybody have their own viewpoint of things. So, you know, just because one person don't see what another person sees doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's not a fact. It's just an opinion.
What you mean?
Everyone has their own opinion.
Can we agree that Kobe Bryant is the – do we all agree that Kobe Bryant is the second greatest shooting guard of all time? We all agree on that, right?
I agree with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Our brother.
Definitely. Yes, no doubt.
Coach,
no doubt.
We all agree on
no
that.
Doubt. No doubt. Thank God. I'm going to keep Sharif on this line, dude. I'm glad. I'm glad we got a woman on the line right now. You know what I mean? You know, like I said, you know, Uptown Deuce, this is the first time Coach Gibson, I love you tonight. Now, I know that he's sick to my stomach. Really, I want to regurgitate my saying that, but I love Coach. Uptown Deuce has become the villain hater around the world. I'm getting checked in, and it says, you know, he must have saw the movie when he was a kid to see Dr. J, young and beautiful with the afro, doing his thing. You know what I mean? And it came out on that
He don't know nothing about Moses Guthrie. He don't know that Moses Guthrie jersey. I'm about to go get one.
I know about it. I watched it as a kid. I got it. Can we agree to that Kobe is the second greatest two guard of all time? We all agree on that, right?
He's top five.
Right.
He's top five all time as a player, and definitely the number two. Hear
me out why he might be six, which is not a knock. Hear me out.
Go ahead.
We agree Magic is the greatest point guard of all time.
No.
Magic's got
correct.
That's right.
No, right. No. I told you.
Tell me something.
Sorry.
That's all.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
What did you say?
Mike.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask something? What about Julius Erving? Wouldn't he be the best?
No. Julius not in my top. Can I?
No,
Julius
not
in my top.
No, he's not in my top.
Mike is the greatest two guard of all time. We agree. So we're talking Magic Mike.
Right.
Point guard, two guard. All right. We all agree.
No. I'll get Thomas Mike.
You
know what Michael Jordan. Go ahead.
Can we agree that LeBron James is the greatest small forward of all time? Three.
Agreed.
That's
no.
your three. Right? No.
No.
There's a greater small forward than LeBron James.
No.
Who better than him? Please don't say that white boy.
Who? Larry Bird? This is where we go? Okay. If that's your thing. Let's go. Can we all agree that Tim Duncan is the greatest power forward of all time?
No.
Agreed.
Okay.
No.
So Tim Duncan, not in your five. Say no more.
No, I like Charles Barkley.
And some combination.
Tim Duncan, as a session.
You
got Barkley over Tim Duncan?
Some
combination. Yeah, I sure do.
Wow. Some combination
wow.
of some and at two center is some combination of depends on where you want to go with Shaq, Will, Kareem. We agree on that? Shaq, Will, Kareem. One of them three. We agree? Brother,
give me Will Chamberlain all day long. So there's no competition in that number one.
However you want to slice it, it's going to be one of them three picks. That to me.
Well, no, absolutely not. I'm telling you, Will Chamberlain could have played in any era and dominated.
No, brother, any one of them, you know, none of them is the wrong answer. That's what I'm saying to you. That's why I said the three.
I'm telling the other two are wrong answers. It's Will Chamberlain. Okay, great, coach.
In my opinion, none of them are wrong answers. Depending on your era and what game you like. Depending on your era.
Right.
So, in my opinion, that would leave Kobe. Out. He would be six, which is not a knock.
Let's be quiet.
I got him over Tim Duncan as an all around player.
You talking about Charles Barkley?
I can go with that. I can live with that.
I got him definitely over Chuck.
If we go
I got him over Chuck.
Yeah. Well, if we go in position,
okay.
Yeah. If we go in position, let's see.
No. I'm going to say right now, you're talking
about
all around ball players.
I want to talk about my first glance at Kobe Bryant.
Who was that?
Lower Marion High School, and I seen him damn near jump over somebody, and I said, whoa, Lee, shit, who's this guy?
And what year of school was he in when you saw him?
He was senior.
Okay.
Sophomore.
Okay. So you saw him young.
I said, oh, he could leave now.
So you saying?
Remember when he closed the gym?
As a sophomore, he could have went. Wow. Well, I mean,
Remember when they closed the gym at Lower Marion High School and he played against the NBA ball players? And this has no legend now. This happened. And he was schooling the Hall, you know, some players are in the Hall of Fame right now. They say this kid is a wonder kind. Like, who the hell is this kid? Man, Kobe Bryant, man, the first person I ever heard, the first high school player, Sharice Lee, I ever heard that closed the gym down against NBA All-Stars. I'm going, y'all. Y'all continue your show.
That's amazing.
Mamba's skills are unquestioned, and he might have been the hardest working superstar ever. Like, he was he was always working on his game. Like, he was a bench player or just an average dude. I mean, he was always working on his game. Always. He might have overworked if there's such a thing. He was always working on his game. And where were you at? Where were you guys at the night he scored 81? I remember. I was watching the game, and I was sitting
the game, and they needed every one of his points.
Yeah,
that's what made
because
it
Toronto
problem.
Actually
yeah.
was giving
that's what made
him
it
Toronto
so
actually going back and
that's
forth.
What made
that's crazy.
It so
you remember that. That's crazy.
I remember. I remember that game. I remember that game. I was sitting there hurting
by
WNews Radio.
They were down by like 30. They were down by like 30.
They were down by a lot.
Yes.
And he just went off. It was unbelievable. They had the white jerseys on that night. I'll never forget it.
He had the will to, man.
And I'm like, and you know who his primary defender was that night? And I felt sorry for him. Morris Peterson.
Oh,
Jalen
Rose.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. But Mo Peete was really his primary defender that night. Jalen Carter
didn't
talk
He was too short to wear a suit, y'all.
It was the rustable offenses, some of the stuff he was doing to Mo Peete. Seriously.
Mo Peete got everything he wanted.
What?
Yo, one of the loudest commercials when Jalen Rose walked up on him, he was like, how many ice cube you want? He said, 81.
81.
Really?
It still don't sound real.
It still don't sound real.
81. It still don't sound real. Like, to be able to score that many points in an NBA game. And like you said, Coach Kidd, they needed every bucket.
Every bucket.
That Toronto team wasn't that bad. Well, no, I think Ivor Williams was on that Toronto team. They wasn't that bad, but... The stuff Mama did, so we all agree he's a second grader. So we disagree on him being in the five, well, at least I do, and we do agree that he is the second grader 2-yard all time.
That's without a question.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Brother L? No? Yes?
He is the second best ball player of all time. That's my Will and Michael Jordan are 1A and 1B. Okay, period. And I have Will over Michael Jordan, y'all know that. Number two, right then and there. You know, period, for me, in my opinion, it's Kobe Bryant. Then third is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, I have LeBron James as number six on my list. You know, four and five,
blasphemy.
Man. This is.
You just talking about. You talking about LeBron is top five. You can hate him all you want.
LeBron
is top five.
In numbers.
That's blasphemy.
In numbers.
Falco
is a numbers
guy.
We ain't talking accomplishments.
He's
just
not a numbers guy. He also became a winner.
He's number six.
I don't like that guy.
He's a straight ball player. This ball can this ball top five.
That's not my opinion.
26 a night in his 18th year, averaging 25 a night. He top five.
Let me ask you a question. When LeBron James led in the eras of the 80s and 90s, no.
Yeah.
He'd be just another great ball player.
Yeah.
I think he'd be another great ball player, and he'd be,
you
know.
Let me tell you why. I thought long and hard about that. His mentality would have been 80s and 90s, so I say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd have been able to absorb that contact because his mentality would have been 80s and 90s.
It'd have been ridiculous.
With that body,
With that body, man. Nobody was built like that for Karl Malone. And Karl Malone ain't had them kind of skills.
I still say sexy.
He'd have been treating niggas. He could hang out in the 90s. He'd have been treating people.
He'd have been the leading scorer, all that. Him and Mike would have been going back and forth. Well, who's going to leave the league? Like, it would have been crazy. He can hang out in any era. He can hang out in any era. He's top five, man. He's top five.
Top six. Top six. That's what I'm saying. I love LeBron James as a person and a ball player. I still say he's number six on my list.
That's not bad. I feel that way about Kobe. It's not a knock. It's not a knock. If he's six on
But one thing I want to say about Kobe Bryant, what you guys said was definitely more than adequate. He worked harder. He worked when people were asleep, guys. He lived, I would say overworked. I mean, if you're going to talk about the Achilles and all that, but I think that he did what he was supposed to do. He maximized his God-given talent to the point where we're talking about him tonight, man. Rest in peace, Dean, because, you know, when a person leaves this world, Kobe was on ice, man. He was chilling. Him and his wife, man, had business ventures and all that. He was on ice, you know, a great role model after, you know, basketball. When he left us, man, so quick, man, it's just so sad. You know, I feel bad for Vanessa and the children. You know, I mean, I love watching Kobe Bryant play. You know, a lot of times, you know, he had a bad reputation in the beginning, being second fiddle. So he had to win championships without, you know, Shaquille O'Neal to become really, you know, recognized, just being able to have this conversation. But you guys put them in top, you know, top five contention. But, man, I've seen some great ball players. You know,
do it all day long to you.
You know what?
They give you a bad rap. Sodomized and white women raw give you a bad rap.
Wow.
It's not the good with
and
the bad.
And the black kid being striked again. And
what the hell are you talking about, Coach? Why would you bring that?
You talking about why he had a bad rap? He had a bad rap from that. And that alone.
You know,
and Shaq ratted on him. Or he ratted on Shaq. He was a rat, too.
Oh, that's the question I wanted to ask y'all. Not about him ratting on that, but do you believe?
Thank you.
Because remember that team had won three straight going into that finals with the Pistons that year. Do y'all believe in this? You know, it's all conjecture at this point. But especially for you, Coach Gibb, being a Bulls fan, I know you were in the 90s. Do you believe that team could have won five, six straight? Could they have, you know, done? Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
If they don't become fractured, they beat the Pistons. They were just better than the Pistons. They were more talented, but they was fractured. So that's why the Pistons won. But I believe that team could have won at least two, three more championships. Shaq was that dominant.
I think that year, I think they were outcoached by Larry Brown. It was his time. He got those guys together. You talk about a team that had a lot of overachievers. You know what I mean? That believed in themselves, man. They were a team of destiny. The Pistons were a team of destiny. That's why they beat the Lakers.
At that point, Kobe and Shaq was fractured. Like, you could even see on the floor where Kobe was in that series, where Kobe would just totally ignore him and come down and just shoot. Like, you know, they were fractured at that point. And then Kobe.
Wouldn't that have been Phil Jackson and his coaching? They weren't prepared. They didn't have their mind in the game to be able to. You know, when you take championship at the ball, you have a little center of entitlement. That causes fracturing too as well.
Not even Phil Jackson going to be able to run at it. I sat there and watched two grown NBA players
have personal quirks, and it's led onto the court.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. No coach is going to – them two egos, nah, you're not going to be able to bring that in.
Well, again, the egos come from entitlement, Deuce. You know what I mean? They were winning, man, and then they got caught up, and they lost. You know,
what they got caught up in was who was the better – you know, Kobe got a basketball arrogance maybe that goes above Mike. Kobe basketball arrogance was on a million. Even to his last game, Kobe basketball arrogance and who he was as far as a player, his basketball arrogance might have exceeded Mike, and Mike had a crazy basketball arrogance. So it was, and Shaq was, I'm dominant. I'm Shaq.
Well,
so it became
again,
who it was kind of thing. But don't, I get what you're saying. Detroit, you know, they played good, had a bunch of cast off. Larry Brown coached his ass off. Chauncey Billups was, you know, doing what he
did.
You know, at the end of the day, they won. Shout out to
but
Detroit.
If they was down then, if they was
I
down
don't believe
then,
Detroit won. That's all I'm saying. But they won. So we'll never know. They won. Shout out to Detroit.
Should have won a cutters. Should have won a cutters, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won. Shout out to Detroit. They won. They won.
What's the Mamba's best dunk, in your opinion?
In
game.
Ooh. I'm trying to think.
I know mine.
He had a bush.
He had the day-day bush. Yes, he did.
He crossed the mile over because damn near jumped from the right before the foul line and whooped on. I forgot who it was against, but it was in the middle of the lane. He just whooped on, and like the way he crossed ball over was and one-ish and leaped. It was ridiculous.
That's the best stuff. Now, Matt, there you go. What team was that against?
You know what I'm talking about, right, brother?
Yes. What team was that against?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
It was against the Portland Trailblazers.
And he jumped and leaped, and he did. Let me tell you something. He did an and-one pose. And he dunked on three men. And he really nailed it. Coming from the foul line. That's amazing. Another dunk that he did was in 2000. Okay? Mm. When he came down against the Phoenix Suns. And then he crossed the guy over. And I believe, you know what I mean? He left him and he fell. And he did a 360 windmill. From the baseline.
Yeah, the 360 windmill joint was crazy too. The 360 windmill joint.
I remember that one. I remember more.
That thing was crazy. You know, Kobe. You know, 2001 against the 76ers, the game that they lost, a game that McCullough had 25 points.
I know exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Theo hurt his elbow and all that. Whatever went on with Theo, but. That game, Nazi Muhammad had 19. But Kobe came from the baseline, went back out like he was shooting, still dribbling, and came back to the baseline and dunked right on. Now, poor Eric Snow. It was like, you know what I mean? It was like the rain coming down.
And for the record, Kobe was putting on a show in that finals.
Yeah,
Kobe put on
yes,
a show.
Yes, he was.
I mean, I know Shaq, you know, got the, you know, but Kobe was putting on a show in that finals.
He was awesome, man.
He was hot.
Yeah, that game
loss
had him
too.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I remember that. He walked off.
Now, here's the question. You guys should know this question. I mean, of course, you know, their first championship in 2000, right? Who was the MVP of the finals?
That's a good question.
It was not Robert Orr, you guys, after I tell you the name. You know, I love you. Remember now, I'm a squad sometimes, guys, and I'm getting off this air after I say this, right? Look it up, man. Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice.
I figured that's who it was.
Wow.
Glenn Rice knocking shit down from everywhere.
Glenn Rice, how about that? He's shining.
Hold on. Wide open third.
Y'all got a caller.
Call IQ.
Hello.
How's
it going? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. You know, I tell you what, it's so wonderful just to call in, to you, Rams fan and Eagles fan. You know, it's just a wonderful feeling. You know,
wonderful.
I must say, the Rams may have gotten better with a quarterback. That might be scary.
No Kobe moment.
I might not be able to talk about the Rams quarterback anymore. Because I heard they got Matthew Stafford, which is an upgrade from goofball.
Yo, for real, Ron McVay is a bitch. Wow, you mean
coach
is staying
the
quarterback?
Wow.
I'm
oh, my God.
Going to Detroit. You might as well go to Detroit because a team like Detroit ain't going to win nothing
not
anyway.
A goddamn upgrade.
Detroit always going to
start. It is ugly. It is ugly. It is ugly. It is ugly. And even Uptown Duke can't save you this time. And Uptown Duke will agree with me.
I'm about to give you my Matthew Stafford opinion. He played with a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Never did a thing. Wait a minute, let me finish. You know what the upgrade is? He got a stronger arm. That's it. What has he done? He
you ready for
the Hall of Fame.
So you're saying that Jared Goff is better than Matthew Stafford? All the folks that's listening to the sports show right now, please don't hold it against Uptown right now. He does not know what he does. He's like a Jesus Christ right now. Jared Goff is better in position than Matthew Stafford. That's what you said?
What has he done?
Oh, my God. That's laughable.
Oh, my God. You need some help.
I'm giving you even more talented player. He got a stronger arm. What has he done?
Uptown, you tripping, man. You got a confident voice out there in the third quarter.
He got a stronger arm. Okay. Tell me
it's
what he's
done. It's not official, first of all. Listen. We're talking about not official stuff here, okay? He hasn't been traded, and I don't want to hear it until he gets gone. I don't hear anything about that.
He was on my mind.
I messed up my mind with you talking about Jared Goff.
What happened to the mind?
Do you have anything to say about Kobe Bryant? Good, bad, or indifferent?
Kobe Bryant? I think he's one of the greatest players ever played basketball. The people who the women that tried to shatter his legacy should be ashamed of themselves. Talking about Oprah's friend, Gayle King, who tried to shatter his legacy.
She's retarded.
He's innocent. And
he was innocent. He was not innocent. Let's start there. Okay?
Yes, he was.
He wasn't innocent.
He did not
sodomize the white woman raw. He wasn't innocent. He sodomized the white woman raw, and he wasn't innocent. We're not going to give him innocent.
I don't care about.
We're not going to give him innocent. He didn't rape her. He didn't rape her.
You are innocent.
No, he didn't.
She had six different semen in her dirty, stinking drawers.
Coach, you lose your mind right now, coach. Stop it, man.
I mean, God.
Yeah, both y'all going to purgatory.
You can't get it nowhere else like that.
Of course, she has semen. She's a whore.
You never radio show it.
He wasn't guilty of any improprieties but being a cheater. Okay. All right. I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. But we talk about athletic wise. Kobe Bryant reminds me of he's like the Aaron Rodgers of football. He's a killer. He grabs people by he's a
very good assessment. That was a, that was the best thing you ever said out your mouth. Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah, he's like Aaron Rodgers.
I can agree with that.
Basketball. I mean,
I can live
okay.
with that.
All right.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
I can live with that. Very good. Very good, Colin. Very good. Anything else? That's it?
I think that I think that LeBron is going to have a hard time trying to fill. He can never fill Kobe's shoes, but I think LeBron's greatness can fill his own
nobody
shoes.
Can.
He's already filled them. He's passed them shoes.
He never filled his shoes. You can't fill Kobe's shoes. They're
he's
never
passed those shoes. He's passed those shoes.
He don't have enough. How he passed the shoes? He don't have enough championships to even say that he passed the shoes.
Being down 3-1 in the finals and winning past his shoes. To a team that won 73 games.
Yeah, 72-10.
That passed his shoes.
I almost tied y'all. That's why you got to sing with the Warriors. That's why you like. That's why that helps you.
I rooted for LeBron so hard. I never rooted for LeBron a day in my life until that because I wanted him to beat them.
I did not want him to go down as the greatest team that ever played. You talking about Golden State? That lightened your load on LeBron. You actually started letting up after that. I let up off him after that a little bit.
Is Eli Manning good because he be a team that was 17-0 that in New England? Does that make him good?
That made him good enough.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a good assessment.
Here, listen. Don't knock. I'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
That made him good enough.
Okay.
Right.
So, what you talking about?
Oh, I'm fussing at my. I was still on. But can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm clear.
You know, I love everyone. I love y'all, but I just got to tell y'all something.
What's that?
Please, please stop hating on Larry. Y'all bullies. I always hear y'all on the other show. I just don't say nothing.
On Larry?
Larry calls him. Listen, we don't hate on Larry. We love Larry.
And just go crazy sometimes. That's all. Larry goes off the rails.
He wasted my show last week. About Jared Goff for 34 minutes.
That's the same woman that called him for the same Larry is another.
I got feelings too.
No, you don't, Larry. Larry goes off the track.
I got feelings too. What about my
Larry, you don't have feelings. You come on
Goff,
and you grind Jared Goff, but you don't have feelings.
Who is way better? Dak Prescott's way better than Jared Goff ever will be.
We're not disputing that. What's up with Mamba, man? This is on the Mamba.
And Dak Prescott was a free agent, I guarantee he wouldn't be picked up. Dak Prescott, a lot of teams would pick him up. See, y'all, he's a free agent right now. And Dak Prescott is a free agent. Who will get picked up first?
He was just having a nice conversation about the Mamba, and somehow Dak Prescott got brought up. I don't know where Larry be going.
Come on,
I don't know.
Can I say something? Larry hijacked the show.
I'm going to keep it real.
All right,
Larry,
I just
want to
say
the
Dallas Cowboys is my team.
See?
Oh, God.
Larry done hijacked the show.
Larry, I love you, but you're about to get muted. We're not going to sit here. We're on the mama. You're
going to make Larry a co-host because he hijacks the show. Larry's a co-host.
Wait a minute. With the CEO on the line, y'all saying y'all need Larry? Y'all want Larry? Wait a minute, Sharice, you want Larry, Sharice? Like all the women in the world want Larry on the show?
Yep.
We don't want Larry, I love you to death. Larry, I love you to death. I love you to death, but you ain't hanging out. All right? I ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not talking basketball.
All right, come on with it. Then.
Okay, what would you like to talk? Okay, come with it.
I think that, you know, I look at the team that I think should be a great team, I think the Philadelphia 76ers. And, you know,
all
right.
Now you're talking my language, too.
I like the way 76ers are built. And
yeah,
I think they could be like the Golden State.
So answer this question, Larry. So let's dispel the trading Ben Simmons rumors and just get it out of here. Just don't deal with it.
Okay,
I don't want him traded. I'm just saying. I don't want him traded.
No. I mean,
no.
Hey, Larry,
I'm gonna come on. I love me some Uptown Duke. He's always talking this shit, and you already know the coach is a hater. And Sharik loves Larry. Let me say something right now on this air. Leave that Sixers team alone. Let them get together. Let them acclimate and let them go for a run. I'm telling you, I don't care about the 30-30-29 that so-called big three up there in that borough up there. You know what I mean, Kings County. Okay.
Right.
I don't care nothing about
them defense.
Because they don't have that coach. They have no bench.
They don't.
So
when they get tired,
who's going to come on? Who's going to come into this battle unless you bring Harden? Hey, Uptown, I love you 2 weeks ago, man. Let me tell you about, you know, Uptown get on my nerves, and I love him, and that's why he's on me, because I love him,
right,
and he get on my nerves. But he said something that was kind of screwed.
That's what I'm here for.
That's right. 2 weeks ago, he said, you're going to have to bring James Harden and let him play with the second team for them to compete. Outstanding, Uptown Duke. That's the only way Brooklyn is going to win. You're going to have bums with James Harden. That's what he was in Houston. I'm sorry, I'm going.
Brooklyn does not defend, and they don't have anybody who's going to guard
Embiid.
Go ahead, Larry. I'm listening.
Houston.
Huh?
We
I couldn't hear you.
And Houston. I think it was a guard. Two guards got traded. Wall. Is it Wall?
Wall's a bum.
You don't like Wall?
Yeah, he's a bum.
Wow.
No, I never liked Wall. I think Wall was the type of person, man, because they brought him off the street, man. He's been winning college, but he's still living on the street, bro. John Wall's another one of those ball players, man. You know, untapped potential. You know what I mean?
That's blasphemy, but okay.
Is it because of injury or you think a work ethic?
I think you said both. You just said it. You know, I love you. It was work ethic and injury. Look at the untapped potential of John Wall. You just said it, man.
Yeah, give it to
Thank
me.
Thank you.
I'm interested to hear it.
No, you just said it. No, you just said it. It's only the goal.
Oh, okay.
Why? Embellish yourself. That's the truth.
John has devastating injuries.
So who do you think won that? The Wizards or getting Brian Westbrook or
it's really a wash. It's neither one of them going nowhere. But you know,
nope.
I think that John Wall
dresses better.
Oh no, it's not
a debate.
Brian Westbrook is doing anything
in
D.C.
He won the trade. Neither.
Brian Westbrook still wearing P.B. Herman pants, man. I use the John Wall, man, on that one, man. You know what I mean? That's like the Comedy Central Dave Chappelle show, man. You know what I mean? The race lottery. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we want to give back. We want to take John Wall and then let the white folks take Brian Westbrook in the trade.
His name is Russell Westbrook, and y'all tripping. Okay.
His name is Brian Westbrook. We're not even gonna say his real name. You know, I'm a disrespectful Brian Westbrook, and you know, who's a horrible forecaster.
Like he ain't him. We don't want to do that. We ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Like, right,
listen,
like,
do me a favor. Do me a favor. If Brian, if let me do this, I'll say this to you guys. If Brian Westbrook can remember this show, let me know. All them concussions. Have a good day.
Man,
what y'all think about
the Nets? Y'all bumped y'all head if y'all think Russell ain't him. Y'all tripping.
Yes, tripping, Russell was him.
Tripping. Most athletic point guard ever in the history of the game.
Now you sipping on scissors. Derrick Rose was the most athletic point guard in the history of the game. What's wrong with you, bro?
Russell.
Did you just say that on the air? No, that's not you said in the history of the game. That could be, listen, that could be one season. That could be one season or a body of work.
Hold on.
I know you didn't say that.
I don't want to talk about.
It was actually Derrick Rose.
About young
injury.
D, Rose
I'm sorry. I apologize. Derrick Rose. It was Derrick Rose.
I'm out. I made my point. Good. Okay, great.
It was D. Rose.
Bye.
It was D. Rose before the injury. And then it was Westbrook.
Please don't mention his name. I don't want to talk about that tragedy.
The point I'm making is that what I'm D. just said. Okay, but you don't want to talk about. I'm just making telling the truth. This boy bumped his head for a minute. You know, I love Uptown, but that time, that's the first time he slipped. I'm sorry, I love him. Bye.
All right, he gave it. He said he cleaned it up. He said D rolls before injury. All right, and everybody.
No. That man, Larry and Sharice said, we heard the whole world heard him say that Russell Westbrook was the most. I don't want to start talking. I want to burn.
It was D Rose before the injury. I doubt myself. I can dig myself.
I love you guys.
It was D Rose before the injury. Before the ACL, nobody, D-Rose was going down the lane, dunking on people with two hands. Then they taking off from the foul line. Unbelievable. He was unbelievable before the injury. You talking about untapped potential. Derrick Rose. Untapped potential.
You know, and,
who I think
you know,
is
for,
the blue
coach.
And mention his name
coach,
again.
Coach,
all right, now we're going to mention his
coach,
name.
Hold on, coach. I'm going to say something from Larry. Okay? Does it hurt so bad?
So,
oh my God, Dizzy.
Dude, I think the Sixers do need to make a move.
Do you? And that move would be for what kind of player?
That move, the move would be to get Derrick Rose out of Detroit, and now your second unit is solidified. Maxie ain't ready.
Mm. What's wrong with the Pistons? I mean, they look like
they stink.
They're pathetic.
Listen, man, they're a wasteland like their city. They're a wasteland. They whack.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a basketball wasteland.
Yeah.
Perfect point for it, brother. Perfect point.
But Tigers.
But D-Rolls.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Listen,
all the folks out here,
D-Rose,
wait a minute. I'm not gonna let you in this Detroit. All the Detroit, you know, followers of this show, you to continue to call in, okay? I think he's lost his mind. Yeah, the Detroit Pistons are a wasteland. So we're not gonna talk about the city of Detroit
I love
and the
y'all.
Folks
I love
that
you.
Look hard every day. You ain't shit, coach.
Detroit, we love
you.
I'll
be online looking
at
houses for $9,500. I can't really get with Detroit, and they're not selling. I can't really get
Wait a minute, coach. Sharice Lee, I know you're on this line right now, and, you know,
Detroit,
this is a sports show, but it's a microcosm of everyday life, Sharice Lee. Did you hear this man just diss the whole Wayne County tonight, man, Detroit, Michigan? I mean, what are you doing, coach?
Detroit,
did you hear him diss the whole city of Detroit, Michigan? Get out of here, Sharice.
No,
we don't have that.
No, I hear him. Mm-hmm.
Look, I looked online trying to buy houses in Detroit, and they're not selling, and they're $9,500. Who wants to live in
Detroit?
They still got Don Juan Bishop running around here. Pippin broads. I'm cool in Detroit.
Oh, my God. Uptown. Are you laughing? Y'all ain't shit.
Y'all ain't shit. This is my man. I like your bed with the biggest mind, and he's standing on it. I mean, this is what we do.
I'm standing on it. They got Don Juan running around. They got Don Juan and the Chambers brothers running around out there, all right?
You know what? First of all, I say Detroit. This is the first time since Carl Thomas in 1985 when that boy was born until he came on the radio in 2016. The views and comments of Coach Derek Gibson does not reflect on the in his subsidiary. We love you, Detroit. He won his own. And if Uptown Beach will stand by, he will be on next week. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all ain't doing that, Bob. Hell no.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Both y'all going to hell.
And Detroit.
I've been there too many times, man.
Man, we all right. They be all right. They'll get over it.
They be all right. They'll get over it.
So, you know, we got a big game coming up.
We got to get D-Rose out of
it. Oh, we can get back to D-Rose. We can get back to D-Rose. You think he'll do him and Shake Milton out there for the Sixers with the backup? I can live with that. You're real point guard.
And Court Miles.
That's true.
He's a point guard.
That's true. He's a true point. That's
true. The turnovers that they be making, they need somebody to calm them down, a veteran. That's all the Sixers
Maxie
need.
Might,
they don't need
when it gets playoff time, Maxie might be a little bit shaky. I got you.
Maxie
might be shaky as your backup point guard when it gets playoff
time.
2-year
deal for Derrick Rose. 2 years.
You ready for this? You won't know if Maxie is shaky until the playoff starts. You know, I've seen rookies. And you guys study the game, man. That's why you're here. You know, we talk sports all the time. I've seen rookies, yeah. Man. Come on, like a Tayshaun Prince against those Lakers, okay, rookie, against those Lakers.
Right.
And he played outstanding, you know, lights out basketball. Maxie has talent. And I'm not going to let you just go ahead and just be disrespectful to Tyrese, but I understand what you're saying. If you can get it, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, coach, you know what I mean? Since you're the GM, what you going to give up to get Derrick Rose? You better come correct tonight.
I give up Court Miles in a second round in a second round pick.
No,
you think Detroit would take that?
No, keep the shooter. They can have Mike Scott to keep our shooter. Get Mike Scott out of here.
Okay.
All right. You say Mike Scott. Okay, Mike Scott, Court Miles, and a pick.
I
don't want to get rid of Court Miles.
Because he can shoot. I like shooting. They can have Mike Scott.
Right.
Derrick Rose can shoot too.
Mike Scott.
Derrick Rose can shoot too, guys. I mean, he's not really giving up too much.
I'm telling you, we're speaking this into fruition. They're going to get Derrick Rose. They're going to get him out of there.
Let me say something. You talking about a coachable guy for Doc Rivers? You talking about a marriage made in anywhere, heaven, hell, and in between? That would be outstanding for the Philadelphia 76ers to get Derrick Rose.
And your bro.
You know what I mean?
And
this city would outright love Derrick Rose.
Yeah, because they know
you get a Derrick Rose on this team is dangerous. This team is – that shows to Brooklyn that we're here to win a championship. For real.
Yes.
Brooklyn is you know, hanging out on the summer's day on the porch. So, I don't bag with, you know, anything in Kings County. And, you know, y'all guys are always – I don't care. Let me tell you how great Brooklyn is. You guys and all the games you win and all the people you bring onto that Nets team and how many times you change your uniforms, you still won't be loved like the Knicks. Now kiss my ass.
But the Knicks ain't worth a damn. I mean, the Nets are worth watching. The Knicks ain't worth a damn watching. They just
hold on, Lord. Let me say something to you. Let me say something to you. And Coach and Uptown know how we get down on this radio show. I hear what you say, but you're from Washington D.C. and you live in Virginia. Let me explain what goes on in New York City. I'm gonna say this again. No matter how many championships Brooklyn wins, which ain't gonna be many, they will never be loved in that town. They are the bastard child of the community. Okay? The New York Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden is New York basketball. I don't care how many times when the Knicks start winning, you'll see how many people come to the Madison Square Garden.
No, they were still not when they lose.
Yeah, but now they're going to the Barclays. Going to a Barclays Center and say, we tired of looking at these losers. The talent,
you know what?
Brooklyn.
No. The only person that right now that love you tonight is Sharice and the rest of the women on, you know, in Huddle Sports Nation. But let me say something to you. Again, you're from the district. He's a Washington Bullets fan. He's a Washington Bullets fan. You know what I just said. Yes, I said what I said. He's a Washington Bullets fan. So listen, they're a bastard child out of Baltimore. With Earl the Pro. But let me explain something to you right now.
Why you go bullets on him, though? That was no disrespect.
I went bullets on him. That's how much you know. The Knicks is like the Rutgers, sir. The Knicks is New York basketball, even though they're horrible, but they're hard. Like, you just think, did you hear what Coach just said? They are New York basketball. Let me tell you something. They're New York basketball, just like CC and Rod, you know, is pushing their games.
They are the Lakers, the Nets, or the Clippers, as far as fan love. And that's just what it is.
Exactly.
They're the East version of the Lakers and the Clippers. No matter how bad the Knicks is, Madison Square Garden going to be sold out. I got NBA league pass. I see it. No, well, not now, but you know, when it's pre-pandemic, I see it. They 20,000 watch this team get beat by 20.
Madison Square Garden would sell out because of Madison Square Garden, because it's the garden.
Absolutely.
That rat infested joint needs an implosion. Tear it down.
He is on a roll tonight.
I need to tear that crack down. Maybe that'll make him better. That joint is a rat infested joint.
They need to go in and just make a new garden.
What you got? Maybe that'd be better. They stink and they're going to stink. That owner's a
goofball. So Madison Square Garden can sell out because it's Madison Square Garden. Not because of
Absolutely right.
That's the same scenario with that speaking silver. After the Katrina, after all that goofy shit went on there, and Katrina, they should have imploded that silver dome.
They just
old ass stadium still running around.
You know what? They did Patrick Ewing wrong. They never gave Patrick Ewing was a great player, and I felt sorry because he was so great, but he never had a championship team.
I don't agree. Because he had a championship team, you know, that went against those Houston Rockets. They had a chance to win, and John Starks fumbled the ball. Okay?
Yeah.
And everybody knows, I mean, they could have won that championship in game 6. Am I right, guys? All you guys who are sports fans, you know what I mean? Let me know. Let me see what's going on. You know,
that's
other sports teachers. Let me tell you.
That's fact. Ain't no arguing fact. That's fact.
Reggie Miller did.
Oh, they shouldn't even been there. They shouldn't have been there. That's the problem. I was so happy they lost with that egregious ass call against Scottie Pippen with 1 second left. They shouldn't have been there.
You got a point there, Coach. You got a point there.
Remember that egregious garbage?
I'm gonna say you. It's wonderful that you said that. But you all know, and I always said that this shit is fixed. Okay? Understand that it's no Jordan. There's no Jordan, and so there's no Madison Avenue. Come on, coach.
Right. I understood.
And the bigger Uptown Deuce, you ready for this Uptown Deuce? New York City, man, is the mecca of media. So why wouldn't the Knickerbockers be in the you know? Mm-hmm. There you go. There's your answer.
Jordan killed their dreams and Olajuwon. Olajuwon was just unstoppable. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
He
played out in that series.
Why is it Olajuwon in anybody's top five? It's burning my soul.
He should. He schooled. He made Shaquille O'Neal look average. He made Shaq look average.
You wait for this? Hakeem Olajuwon is number four all time in my list.
He ain't in my top five. He's the fourth best center on my list, though. If we're just going by position, he's the fourth best center. Not top five player.
He's top five player, Larry Bird, number five.
Wow.
You can't put Larry over LeBron. Don't stop it. Please stop.
You ready for this? It's the same conversation that I have when I talk about Eminem in my top five of rappers.
Eminem is what?
Eminem's not in the top five.
He's number five.
Please, yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Okay, Rakim Olajuwon, number one. KRS-One, number two. Tupac Shakur,
number
three. Rakim Olajuwon, number one. KRS-One, number two. Tupac Shakur, number three. Notorious B.I.G., number four. Eminem number five. I have no more to talk about.
You got him over Hov?
You're damn Skippy. Hov was nine on my list. You're crazy.
I got Hov at one.
You got to look at this after a clown hitting the back of the head.
What is your criteria? My criteria is two things: pen and body of work.
Eminem.
Those are my two criteria. And if you
Eminem
pen's not better than
like
Holmes,
Eminem.
Definitely.
Eminem.
Can you listen to?
Hell no.
You can listen to Eminem. What?
Eminem.
You listen to a whole album of Eminem.
Eminem ain't in the top ten. Marshall Mathers is number five on my list. If you don't like it, coach, you know what I mean? Spend a night in Detroit and shut the hell up.
Listen. Let me tell you something about Eminem, all right? Let me tell you one thing. You got one song.
One thing you talking about is how my name is. You're racist. This dynasty, you have a right for your opinion, but you are a full understanding. Let's just up to Larry and Therese and the rest of the world. You are an honest begotten big art.
I can listen to this. I'm not racist. I got the Beastie Boys album better than any one of Eminem's albums. Mark my words.
You are sick in your head. The Beastie Boys was a copy of Rick Rubin and Run DMC.
You need to be ashamed of yourself right now. Do it. Stick the floor. Stick the floor.
Beastie Boys' License to Ill album is better than any one of Eminem's albums. I'm going to say it again. Beastie Boys' License to Ill album is better than any one of Eminem's albums. Point blank.
I'm ready for this. I got another hot statement. What's a lyrical content compared to Marshall? I wait.
I know you, O. I know you, brother O. I know for a fact you cannot listen to a whole Eminem album. I know you.
You better believe I can listen. You know why? Because I have an ear to hear, brother. I'm a DJ. So,
okay.
Yes, I'm going to listen to the whole Eminem album.
You're telling me the Eminem show is better than the American Gangster album. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. American
Gangster.
No, it's not.
Anyone Eminem. Oh. You telling me Eminem album is better than Hard Knock Life? Never.
Do me a favor. I got kamikaze over Blueprint.
It's blasphemy. You know what else is blasphemy? You ain't even have Nas on the list. You terrible for that.
Yeah.
No, Nas, yeah. Not, listen now. Nas is number 6. LL Cool J is number 7.
First of all, the criteria here. Let me explain something to you. I love Rakim to death, but Rakim started sounding like 89 and 93. I don't want to hear the Rakim game. All right, I love Rakim to death.
Oh my god!
93 sounded like 89.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the Rakim game. I don't want to hear the Rakim game where he don't got no body of work.
Yeah, we're not going to.
What?
No, we're going to keep it at.
I'll give you one. Eminem's GOAT is better than anything Jay-Z ever did.
Eminem's song GOAT
is better than anything that Jay-Z ever did. This is the GOAT.
Come back and talk to us.
Let me find out to you. You curry in favor with these people that own this network.
First of all, I own the network. No, hold on. I own the network, so watch your mouth.
I know you own the network, but let me find out.
Watch your mouth.
You curry in favor.
No, I'm not curry in favor. I'm just saying my opinion. Hold on. Unlike you, Coach, I'm not led by emotion. It's all opinion. Now you're getting caught up, man. Now do me a favor. Now you're acting like somebody bleeds for 28 days, man. Pull your crampon out your pussy right now.
All right, listen.
Do me a favor. You get toxic motherfucking poison with a tampon in your pussy. Now I'm out.
So listen, we're not gonna sit here and talk about no Jay Z.
I got a question.
That Eminem's better.
You got Jay Z at like 10.
I got a question.
What's your question, Larry? I love this show.
All right, because y'all talking that bullshit. You know what I mean? But anyway,
I want to talk about
the Super Bowl.
All right, we can do that.
All right.
I got the Chiefs, but I'm gonna hold my score till next week.
Brady is the greatest of all time. He's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT.
I just think this young boy, it's Mahomes. It's too many weapons.
Even though I think that Brady's better, you know, he's the GOAT. I think Mahomes is going to be the GOAT. That's going to make Mahomes' resume better. beating Mahomes beating somebody like Brady will make him better.
Absolutely.
And I said this 2 years ago, Larry. We were on this show. And you know, and of course, all the folks out there, calm down. Hold on, Larry. I gotta go to the chat. Calm down. Me and Coach are good. We're talking men's shit. And y'all need to go to sleep, man. All you guys out there making love to your mom. Continue listening to the next week's show. Now, you know what I mean? Because y'all emotional too. Calm down. I mean, I don't want that situation going on. We're just talking shit, okay? That's what we do. We talking about the bullshit. I don't know about even thinking that bullshit. Right on. I'm out.
All right, so now what you saying now, man?
Please don't take me serious with brother. Oh, that's my brother. I love him to death. We ain't going to go
there. If we can't do that, we not miss. Larry, what you talking about, though? What you were saying?
I'm going with the young guns. I really think I can see losing to Tom Brady, because all you got to do is put pressure on Tom Brady, and Tom Brady
very good.
Be
very good.
Tap dancing. Tom Brady is a tap dancer.
My problem is if they try that man-on-man game, put no pressure on Tom Brady.
This is the problem. This could be the game Mike Evans go crazy. Right. That's what I'm scared of. And you don't want Antonio Brown in your slot having 12 catches for a 105 and 3 touchdowns.
They try this
Wait a minute. And that guy has mental problems. So, of course, it would be really fixed if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win their second championship. It should not happen. Let me explain something to you guys. There's nobody can cover everybody in that offense. And I'm going to tell you who's going to be the Deion branch of this game. His name?
Godwin?
It's the running back rookie. What's his name?
That was Hilaire? You talking about
Jones?
There you go. That's going to be the one that's going to make the difference.
Okay.
It's like going back to the 5th of St. Pittsburgh, without Seth Shot Buford, they don't get to the championship. Remember the movie? We took all the styles.
Without Seth Shot, they don't get there.
All right.
Right.
This is my opinion.
I feel like being Tucker tonight. All right, I'm Tucker.
Yeah, you are. That guy, and guess what? He got traded. And then he gave away. So do me a favor, Coach. You are not like Tucker, man. You are part of Only Dynasty. You are a champion. No, you are not Tucker.
I like Tucker, though. Tucker was my man in that movie. He wasn't for the goofy shit.
I'm going to tell you who's like that situation right there. Jamal Truth wasn't about that bullshit either. My man had a rag going down there dunking. Jamal Truth. That was my man.
who's my man in that movie? The DJ ball. What was his name?
Hold on, I'll take Freddie over time. I'll let you think about that for a second. Go ahead, Larry.
Do you think Brady ever going to retire? I mean, it's probably his last game.
Brady's not retiring.
He's been in the league for Brady got nothing to prove.
He's coming back, regardless.
But he's not going to retire.
Won't be coming back, regardless.
This nigga just tripped off winning.
He's a bunch of a winner.
Yo, the winning shit that he, listen, they was dead in the water in week 9, man. They was dead in the water.
After that Saints game, he brung one right out. Yeah. That's when they went to Moore. His offense stopped throwing the ball down the field so much.
All right. Hold on, guys. Hey, Coach, did you get the name of my man you talking about?
Hold on. Let me think of his name.
I'll just tell you, man. Jack Hammer Washington, man. Come on. Jack Hammer Washington.
If you was wise, bubble eyes.
It's from the corner. It's a goner.
It's a goner. Let me tell you why.
Yes, man.
Duke, you don't
know
why.
Now, listen, all the folks out there, we didn't get a chance to play Magic Mona tonight. It's going to be what Coach said it's going to be next week. And the, you know, prelude of the show.
Magic Moment. Can I please be advised on the musical selections here? What is going on?
No.
Yo,
no.
That's Phil
no.
Simon.
No.
Listen, man, that's Phil Simon.
No.
Man, we ain't going to go there. That's Phil
Simon. No. Listen, man, I got to do this, man. This show has been exciting. You know,
yes,
Mr. Coach Gibson. Man, people on the network. Man, yo, shut up. Man, look, man, they sponsor. I own it. And they do what I tell them to do. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Imagine someone else owning this network, right? Would we have the great hosts on this network at all? Like people like Sister Bessie and Winnie Bakatoon? There's nowhere in the world you can have that. It will cause all type of riots. You know what I mean? You know, we choose the right of the mind right here. And like I said, and we got caught up. And I love it because that's what it's all about. And there are all the folks out there that, you know, y'all always trying to start shit in Only Dynasty. Y'all shut the fuck up and don't worry about what we're doing because we're going to be right here, or, you know, another week right here at Only Dynasty. And, of course,
next week.
Tomorrow. Now, I got something for y'all asses because y'all are going to – I'm going to put y'all to the fire. Chinchilla has been listening to this show. And, you know, she said, hell no, I ain't coming on this show and giving them nothing. Bum bums haven't come on news form yet.
Ooh,
how
right.
dare
I'm
they?
I'm on it.
I'll
be there.
I apologize as a man.
And yes, then, they feel like the only show on the week is they damn show, and they was calling
yes,
another
right.
show on Only
yes,
Dynasty.
Right.
Wow, man.
And yo,
man,
she right.
stand by.
She right.
I apologize.
I stand on the side of.
And y'all get, and she said y'all get the, and she said y'all get texts like all the rest of the hosts every week.
Yeah. There's no lie. Somebody come up to chat. Yes, it is. There's no excuse.
She tapped in.
It won't distract me from being on that show tomorrow night.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
All right, so there you go, man. But you know what, though? This show, man, we all can roast each other. Understand what Only Dynasty is. We roast each other. Let me tell you something who has the most thickest skin in Only, and that's our coach. And I'll get a chance to say this uptown and Larry and Sharice a lot. This young man has done so much for this network as sports director. He always comes to the table, and he's never, ever, ever called out on a show. Think about that for a second. The commitment to excellence. And, of course, you know, I always talk about him being the most grand hater, you know, of all time, which he is. But he is a person. He's a champion. This man with this network has garnered 22 all-time connection records with this franchise. I'm proud to say that Derek Gibson has been a most faithful teammate of Only Dynasty. Love you, Coach.
Love you,
okay,
Coach. Shout out to you.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Give me your flowers right here.
We're making this thing pop.
And congratulations.
Congratulations, brother.
And I love Tony Hill. I just want to know what he did in 10 years. Thank you, brother.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep running the numbers up. That's all.
That's it, man. You know, and that's the key. I love Coach. I think, I love Coach what he's done with another young man that's come on this show and started. He talking about the bullshit, and that is Uptown Deuce, man. You could never, ever, ever have a person that really compliments you. And when you find that, man, that's a commitment to excellence as well. So thank you so much, Uptown. Thank you for your Facebook Live promotion and getting the show together. And yes, and I really appreciate y'all. Now, of course, tomorrow night on these stations, we have a young lady, man, that's doing big things. And y'all hear her.
Her name is Chinchilla Jonesia, and she is our news anchor of the great news forum. And that's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. Now, before I go into, you know, paying the bills, Larry Shepard, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, do you have any final words? And then Sharice Lee, and then, I'm going to do what I do.
I just want to say, on the real deal, these gentlemen do a great job bringing the sports. You know, and it's fun because I can always, you know, we have fun. You know, we talk about my team. I talk about their team, but it's all fun. You know what I mean? And that's the great thing. You know, it's like ESPN. You know, with people talking trash, but it's all fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's why I call it, because I have fun. I have fun when I come on here.
Thank you, man. We have fun with you.
Sharice Lee has said tonight that she is a Dallas Cowboys fan. Sharice, any last words?
Well, I want to thank you all for having me on this evening. This was a wonderful show, you know, and I enjoyed myself.
Thank you. Thank you. Come again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Come again.
And of course, you know, what more can I say? You know what I mean? That Damon Network is advertising to ONE versus Oladeli and Ghost Enterprise to reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as in Ghosty Primetime when at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus, Oladeli Malaria and Ghosty at Facebook as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Station as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Olay, that it goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malaya Wengozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now it's time for all you knuckleheads to huddle up. Coach, it's your time, baby.
Huddle up. Okay, huddle up, huddle up. Great, great show tonight. And I appreciate the love from ONE, and I appreciate the love from all my listeners out there. We're going to just keep doing what we're doing. Like I said, I just heard I'm a little thrown back right now. Y'all excuse me. Because that Jared Goff crap is reportedly real. I think it's a bad deal. I think it's a bad deal. But it could be a lateral movement because I know how less speed play. We may cut Stafford and get in the mix. Dump that money and get in the mix for a real quarterback. Matthew Stafford may not be around for long. I know Les Snead. I know how they operate. They had to find a duck to take this contract. Dump the contract. We'll live with the results of not having no picks, and we're going to get Stafford. We're going to cut Stafford. I see it coming. So stay tuned. Next week, I'll have an update for y'all. Love y'all.
There we are.